We hear about Thomas and Jesus the first day of the resurrection, and then a week later when he appears to the disciples and Thomas is there. Again, Jesus appears the night of the resurrection. It would have been April 5th of 33 AD. In the evening, he appeared to his apostles there, and of course, Thomas was not with them. And Thomas didn't believe when the fellow other apostles told him that they had seen the Lord. So there's certainly an element of faith here, and Thomas just didn't happen in the gospel we heard. There's a couple other incidences where Thomas has moments of faith, and I think his moments can also certainly apply to all of us. So I just want to go through these with you. If you go back in time, maybe 4 months, like the end of December of 32 AD, Jesus at that point is in the area of Jericho. That's where John the Baptist was baptizing, in that area. And he had been in Jerusalem, and they were going to basically kill Jesus. And so he goes out into the area of Jericho, and that's where he is. And then Jesus finds out that his friend Lazarus is close to death. So Jesus waits there a couple more days at Jericho. And then he says to his disciples that are there, let us go back to Bethany, and Lazarus is asleep. Well, at that point, Lazarus actually is dead. And so Thomas says to his fellow disciples, let us go to die with him. So they do go back, and Jesus does raise Lazarus from the dead. But there's two, you could think, okay, now is Thomas, does he understand Jesus' mission at this point? So that's one option, or he doesn't. Now, if we go back just a little bit before this, Jesus did reveal for the first time to his apostles that he must suffer and die, but on the third day, rise from the dead. He had revealed that to them. Now, whether Thomas understood that, it doesn't seem like he did at this point. So it's probably the other, where Thomas doesn't understand what his mission is. So he's thinking that they're all going to die. Now, you think about it this way. If Jesus is founding a church and he's training individuals, which are the apostles, they probably are not going to all get killed with him. Otherwise, all that training, in a sense, would be, you could argue, in vain. So what Jesus wants to do, though, he says this, that he wants to go back, and he actually does raise Lazarus from the dead. He says that, I want this to help you grow in your belief. I want your belief, your faith to grow. And you think about it, if Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and it probably was on the fourth day, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. If Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead, why wouldn't he himself rise from the dead? So it's kind of like Jesus is trying to really help their faith. He's trying to help them grow in their belief. That's what Jesus does for us. He helps us to grow in our belief. So it's important for us really to look at various things in our lives. How is God helping me grow in my belief of God? To look at that. How is he helping me grow? Maybe there are certain things that I see. It's like, you know, that was a God moment. That was God helping me. Or that was God giving me some clues as to helping me grow in his belief. Remember, God never overpowers our will. He gives us just enough so that we can choose him, choose to believe, and grow in our faith. But he never overpowers our will. So Thomas, it seems like Thomas there is an incident of his growing in his faith. Another time when Thomas is involved with this, and that is at the Last Supper. The night before Jesus goes to his death at the Last Supper, he acknowledges his apostles, how their hearts are hardened, and he says, have faith in me, for I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house there are many mansions. So Jesus is telling them that he's going to prepare a place for them. They certainly are called to be faithful and follow after him. And Thomas says, Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? So Thomas again is like, he's still struggling with this faith. And what does Jesus say to him? Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So he's sharing with Thomas, like, Thomas, it's through me that you go to heaven, that you're able to get to heaven and be in one of those mansions the Father has prepared for you. It's through Jesus. And Jesus doesn't say anything more after that to Thomas. It's kind of like, again, Thomas is struggling. He doesn't understand this. And I think for us, you know, there's elements of the faith that we don't understand, and that's okay. We're called to believe. You know, it's like the Eucharist. The Eucharist. It really is Jesus. And of course, some of you are going to receive Jesus for the first time. It really is him. It's like, well, it looks like a piece of bread. It really is Jesus. It really is him. Well, I don't understand how that can be. Well, I don't think any of us, it's God, but how can that be? It's God. God said that this is him. He also told us that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have eternal life. So there's got to be a way that God allows us to do that. It's the Eucharist. And then he said at the Last Supper, do this in memory of me. This is my body. This is my blood. Well, if Jesus said that, don't understand it, but I believe. I believe. And so that's important for us. You know, there are things in our faith we don't understand. But if we trust Jesus, if Jesus said it, then we believe it. We believe. And he helps us grow in our belief. And that brings me to this last time where we hear about Thomas, and that's in today's gospel, where Thomas, the night of the resurrection, again, Jesus appears to his apostles. Thomas isn't there, and they tell Thomas, hey, you know, we saw the Lord. And Thomas says, unless I put my hand to his side and my finger in his nail marks, I will not believe. I will not believe. So then the following week, Jesus comes, shows up and says, peace be with you. It's interesting. He says that, peace be with you. He said that two times the night of the resurrection, and then a week later, one time. And he says to Thomas, Thomas, come and feel the marks, you know, nail marks, and put your hand into my side. Come to believe that it is me. And Thomas says, my Lord and my God. Thomas came to believe. And then Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen but have believed. That's you and I. We don't see Jesus show up, you know, like he did for Thomas. He is in the Eucharist. We don't see him in the same way he did to Thomas. But we believe. We're called to believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. You know, we could argue, you know, we kind of wonder, you know, if Jesus really showed up, would we really believe it's Jesus? See, belief really is a choice. We have to, at a certain point, we have to say, I believe. And there's all kinds of evidences out there that there is a God. I mean, look at the creation, the world. You know, it just didn't come into existence by chance. It was God who created it. And God's fingerprints are all over creation. It's amazing. It's amazing. Look at the church. You know, the church, Jesus founded the church. And it's not a human institution, because a human institution would have long ago basically been destroyed. But it's a divine institution. And it's been here for 2,000 years and will be here forever. It's eternal. So that's another thing, you know, we come to believe. It's like, you know, the church, God is with it. And then think about this in our own lives. When we have true happiness on this earth and true peace, it really is when we're following the Lord, following in his ways, doing that to which he calls us. That's really when we have true peace and true happiness on this earth. We will never be completely happy on this earth, only in heaven with God. But now we can experience it. We follow in the ways of the Lord, follow in Jesus' footsteps. We can be the most happy we can be on this earth. So again, just a reminder about our faith, you know, like Thomas, for us really to see the moments in our lives where God is leading us and helping us to grow in our belief, to trust that Jesus is with us and guiding us and helping us, and then to come to a greater belief.